Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. I'll just have you know I recorded my part dry. Oh, the things I do when I do a dare, when I make a dare, when I make a bet, I always follow through. The entire recording is on our YouTube channel without Billy Joel. That's all I'm going to say. If you missed it, oh well, too bad, so sad. That's your only opportunity to hear it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. In 15 minutes, our first exhibit for Facepalm Friday. And no, it wasn't me covering Billy Joel. But you want to do it with me. You want to slap your forehead, Facepalm Friday. And then on the air, you can really impress all of your friends by making a really loud noise. Or you can use the hashtag on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. A lot of you already weighing in about the game you're most looking forward to this week in the NFL. And I'm pleasantly surprised that it's not a total runaway for the Rams and the Chiefs. I knew that it would be, that would be the top option, but it's actually not a complete and total abolishment of the other three teams, the other three games that we pick. So you can check those out. There are some really good games this week. If you think not just storylines, but standings, for instance, Houston and Washington, scoff if you must, but that's a battle of first place teams that both have teams breathing down their necks in their division races. Of course, the Vikings and the Bears, that game on Sunday Night Football, and it's huge, obviously, because of the fact that the division is still wide open. The Eagles are tied for second place in the NFC East, and they're going up against the hottest team in football. Those are the four that we put into our poll on Facebook or on Twitter, either one. You can reply with a different game if there's one you're looking forward to. I see that one of our listeners on Facebook is extremely clever. Josh says, Cleveland versus the bye week. Right now, the bye week is only a 3-point favorite, and if Mayfield and Chubb show up like they did last week, I like the Browns' chances. Pressure. So the Cleveland Browns fans, they were blowing up our polls this week on social media because Nick Chubb won both Monday MVP and his 92-yard run was your favorite, your TD of the week. But you don't have the Browns to kick around this week. So you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook. The phone is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We will preview that game between the Rams and the Chiefs, and we'll also look at Vikings and Bears. And really, as it's a football Friday, we'll talk about any game that you like. Right now, it seems like a bunch of you want to talk about the future of Mike McCarthy and what's going on with the Green Bay Packers. And it's definitely frustrating. It's frustrating because they seemingly have the tools, and yet they cannot put everything together. Now, I don't know that they have all the tools. They've obviously changed not just a lot on their coaching staff and in their front office, but think about their receiving core. It's funny because I was using the comparison of the Dallas Cowboys last hour, but they've got a bunch of rookie wide receivers and young receivers and guys who are trying to figure out how to play in the NFL. And remember in preseason when Rodgers told us how grumpy and old he was and he was ticked at the way the young guys were practicing. Now they've been better. You can tell they're making progress. I think there needs to be a balance with the run game. Aaron Jones, who started out the season suspended, he's been, I think, a real weapon for them when they give him opportunities. Now, Seattle played a lot better in the second half on their front seven, and they really were committed to shoring up that defense. But sometimes I wonder about the mix. Ryan says on Twitter, the Packers are losing because McCarthy's play calling is predictable and stale. He says we refuse to run the ball. John says, Amy, I think Mike McCarthy will be fired in Green Bay if they fail to make the playoffs. For a future Hall of Fame quarterback, Rodgers takes too many hits over the last several seasons. McCarthy has been at Green Bay for over a decade. Fresh blood, leadership, and voice might be needed. All right, so you can find me either way, Twitter or Facebook, and then we'll get to back to some of your calls. Also, I know a lot of you have had your storm stories and your horror stories about Winter Storm Avery. And so you can always send me your stories if you need to vent. Chris has quite a story. Chris, how far in terms of miles do you live from the studios where we work every night?
Probably about 20.
And how long did it take you to get to work tonight?
3 hours.
20 miles. 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And that's not unique. There are a bunch of people in our newsroom who either drive or take mass transit who were stuck for hours and hours, and it took them 3 or 4 times as long if they even made it to work. I wish we had the option. I mean, I don't really, because I love what I do. But there are some people in our newsroom who just don't even bother. If it's snowing and you know, they can't get out, well, oh, well, I guess I'll just skip work tonight. Could you imagine if I called the boss at, say, 10 p.m. Eastern time and said, hey, boss, I don't think I can make it to work tonight. Would you mind having somebody do the show? Or do you mind if I call in on my phone? I do have a landline. It's relatively clear. All right.
I plead the fifth.
We don't get to do that because sports radio never stops. And actually, Chris, what you were saying earlier before the show about this hill where neither buses nor trucks could get enough momentum to get up the hill without sliding backwards, I just got this tweet from John who says, we had a snowstorm recently in Calgary and 18-wheelers could not make it up some hills. They jackknifed. It made a traffic jam for miles. People were stuck on the main highway between Banff and Calgary overnight, and some were there up to 24 hours. That wouldn't happen. I mean, I get that you don't want to abandon your car, but there's no doubt if you're stuck for 24 hours, cars are running out of gas. And people are starving, and they're thirsty, and they're going to leave their vehicles. And, yeah, I heard, I'll see if I can put this delicately. There was one guy on the radio who was stuck in his vehicle because they had closed the road, or there was an accident, and he couldn't move. And so he'd been stuck in his vehicle for hours, and he said, I actually heard him say this on the radio to a reporter. Somehow they got his cell phone, and they interviewed him on the radio while he was sitting in the same spot. And he said he went to the bathroom 3 times in a bottle and then emptied it out the window. Huh. One of these days, maybe when we're really close, if we take that next step in our relationship, I'll tell you about the time when I was in college, when I was stuck in we could see the jackknife tractor trailer. That's how close we were to the front of this backup. And we were stuck there for hours and hours. I think we were going home I was going with my best friend and her parents, and we were going for Thanksgiving, I believe. And we got stuck, and we were there for, 4 or 5 hours. And so we had to get creative. I did not go to the bathroom in a bottle, but I had to use some other methods. But we will someday, if we're really close, I'll tell you that story.
I don't have an explanation for what happened.
Yeah, really? Seriously? So we're talking about at least the latest victims of the storm. And by victims, I just mean the cities that were getting the snow and the sleet and the rain. In the Northeast, for heaven's sakes, how is it that a city in the Northeast is not ready for 3 or 4 inches of snow? Because there was a gridlock around New York City on Thursday that stretched 60 miles in every direction. How is that possible? I get that there are accidents, but it's not as though this area has never had 3 inches of snow before. This is not Charlotte, for heaven's sakes. Oh my gosh, I once had a plane flight canceled in Charlotte for a half an inch of snow. It was a dusting on the ground, and they couldn't possibly take off from the runway because they didn't have the ability to clear the runway, I guess. All right. So, you know, if you have a story, we're definitely glad to hear from you and to keep you company. And we also offer therapy free of charge. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Bob, who's in Green Bay. Bob, welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, I'm just calling actually to talk a little bit about McCarthy's situation.
Okay.
I believe that they kind of set the team up exactly like they needed to. It was all based around Aaron Rodgers. There was no help for running back defense. And now they finally got one of the best running backs in the NFL. They got a great defense, in my opinion. I mean, once in a while, they still make some big mistakes, but they're a lot better than what they have been. And we changed some coaching, but we still have one piece of the puzzle that's still there and still keeping us in these same situations.
Okay, so you say by changing him, by changing the head coach, everything will get better.
I mean, that's where we got to go now. There's not any more pieces of the puzzle.
I mean, I would disagree with you about the defense. I think the defense has played well in stretches this year, but they've also gotten a bunch of injuries, and they're depleted. They're thin in the ranks. They were getting toasted and roasted in the second half. Those two drives where they could not get the Seahawks off the field. That 13-play drive, for heaven's sakes, in the second half, not to mention the big chunks, the big chunk yardage plays that we saw from the Seahawks most of the night. So I feel like the defense has not been great. I would definitely agree with you that you've got Aaron Rodgers, you've got a running back who's extremely capable, and sometimes I wish they would use him more. I feel like they have success when they use their running back, but also remember there were a couple of games ago where the top three receivers on the team weren't even available to play. I feel like it's more than just McCarthy. You can't blame McCarthy for, a game in which Mason Crosby misses four kicks and, five kicks worth 13 points and they lose by a handful. I mean, not everything is McCarthy's fault, but I would agree with you that they've tried changing everything else. So at some point, if they don't pick it up, he's going to be the one who pays the price.
I totally agree. I think the rest of the season, I mean, they're not going to make a coaching change, as even if they maybe should. But they're not going to. And then the problem is we're going to end up playing some teams that might not be so great coming up. And if we win those games, it'll look like McCarthy's, back on the train again, and we'll be right in the same boat again.
I mean, it works both ways, Bob. I mean, the fact is, if you look at their schedule, the stretch that they're in right now is brutal. I mean, they're playing some of the best teams in the NFL. They did against the Rams and only lost by two on the road. I don't suppose anybody gives McCarthy any credit for that. And obviously the loss to the Patriots in New England. And so I understand, again, he's the head coach and everything else has changed. And so I get why with underachieving at some point, he's probably the one they point a finger at. But you can't, if you're going to blame him for all of the losses where they've been on the road against really difficult opponents, you have to give him credit when they do well against maybe opponents that they should beat. There's no such thing as an easy opponent in the NFL. But you can't have it both ways. You can't only blame him but not give him any credit. That's not fair.
No, but you got to go for it on 4th-and-2. You know how many times the Packers have been in that situation. And if Aaron Rodgers isn't getting the ball back, they're not coming back. So you can't make that decision. You can't not challenge the ball hitting the ground.
I mean, you can. He's not the only coach in the NFL who does that, Bob. I understand your frustration, but that's actually a decision that I'll bet if you ask half the coaches in the NFL, half of them will go one way and half will go the other.
Sure.
But yeah, I do understand
them every time,
Not every time. Come on, man. Not every time. I mean, yes, it's frustrating. They're below 500, but not every time.
All right, most of the time.
Okay. All right, Bob. Well, we'll see if you get what you want, because I agree with you about the underachieving. Thanks so much for the phone call. 855-212-4227. That's the phone number. We'll definitely dive into some of these other big games that are coming up in week number 11. Also, Draymond speaks for the first time, and he says the only time, about the dust-up with Kevin Durant and the suspension. And then after that, the Warriors get blown out in Houston, the team that just got rid of Carmelo Anthony. Oh, it's another one of those things. You only blame Melo. You never give him any of the credit. But it's just so convenient, right, that right after they bounce him, they actually didn't cut him. They're just not playing him right now. He's away from the team, and they're hoping that some other team will work something out where they can make a trade. So, yeah, just weird. 10 games in, they were so excited to have him, and 10 games in, that's it. And somehow he's the reason why they were starting out so poorly. Nah, that's too simplistic. It's like blaming the coach for everything. It's just too simplistic. 855-212-4227, and then on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Freaky, frivolous, or flat-out flubbed.
Nah.
A look back on the frankly foolish feedback of the week.
Amy, first let me say you're hot. His backup is a broke-down running back. He's a broke-down running back.
Flaky.
I don't know what it was he said, but I disagree with what he said.
Fake news.
You don't need to be on some after-hour thing. You appear to have this major New York bias.
Facetious.
These guys are almost as tall as where the hoop is. It's no skill. It's a height.
Fubard.
You called me, I was illusional.
She turned around and gave that big booty a slap, and he got low.
It's time for Face Palm Friday.
It is Face Palm Friday, which means, well, there's nincompoops all around. We know why your fantasy football team doesn't make the right decisions, why you lose and fall off of Survivor Island in week one. We know why you always lose money when you're attempting to pick winners and losers. It's because you do not consult with the one man in the entire world who has a special gift. And wouldn't you know, he called the show earlier this week. Let's talk to James, who's in Memphis.
New Orleans Saints will be in the everything, and they will win the Super Bowl.
Anything else?
9 out of 10 predictions I make come true.
It's science.
How long have you been keeping track?
Since 1962.
Who can corroborate that number?
I don't know. I guess it's spiritually divine. I can see things happening in a, like a vision, like, you know.
It sounds like you've got quite a talent, James.
I don't know. I don't take no medicine, no aspirin, no pills, no nothing.
I'm so glad, sir.
So I'm 73 years old, but I feel 26.
Who can corroborate that number?
I don't know.
Very enlightening to talk to. Take his advice. He just knows. 90%.
60% of the time, it works every time.
9 out of 10.
Thank you, James.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
I don't know why we just don't all listen to James. Oh, isn't that the same guy who called up and said that I was the best sports talk or sports radio host or something like that, except for me? Didn't he say something about you're the best person in the country to talk about sports, except for me? I wish I could remember the exact term that he used. It wasn't like talk show host or sports radio host. It wasn't a host. It was like reporter, something like that. And then he said, you're almost the best. And I said, oh, almost. And he was like, well, not as good as me or something like that. Or I'm better. I think that's the same guy. Oh, hashtag Facepalm Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, and it's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. Again, that's 855-212-4CBS. I wish he would have gone for it just because I feel like there's so much riding on it. The Packers desperately need a win on the road. But I can also understand why he didn't. I mean, the defense gets paid too, right? Thanks so much for the phone call. 855-212-4227. You can find me on Twitter as well and vote for the game that you're most looking forward to this weekend. I am pleasantly surprised that it's not a total landslide for one particular game, though I wouldn't be upset if it was, because it's one heck of a game. Let's just not call it the game of the century, though, okay? 9-1, 9-1, I understand. Chiefs and Rams, and it'll be in Los Angeles, where presumably there will be some Chiefs fans gathered, because it's easier for them to go to L.A. than it is to go to Mexico, Estadio Azteca. I understand why guys are disappointed, but I'm really proud of the NFL for making the right decision in that particular case. And I'm just going to assume that if it was the Bills and the Jets, the NFL would also have moved the game back to the U.S. All right, so take the poll, Twitter, Facebook, and then we'll get back to more of your calls. Coming up, what did Draymond Green say to Kevin Durant?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I was so sad to hear that Roy Clark passed away on Thursday. How many of you remember Hee Haw? I do. I remember that. I don't know how old I was. I was really young. And I think it aired on a Saturday night, maybe. And Mom would let my brother and I sit in our pajamas and watch Hee Haw, because they did all kinds of crazy songs that we thought were so much fun, like, where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love, but you met another and you were gone. We love that song so much. It's so goofy, right? It's so stupid. And yet they would do it all together as an ensemble cast, and we would laugh. And so I don't remember how old I was. I just remember I loved Roy Clark, and I love the girls that sat there on the hay, the bales of hay, with their long pigtails and sang stupid songs. And so I was sorry to hear. I mean, Roy Clark is also a country music legend, but he was known for hosting Hee Haw, and he died from complications with his pneumonia. So that's really sad. He passed away in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so, yeah, again, I don't even remember how old I was or what night of the week, but I think it was a Friday or Saturday, and I just know that Mom would let us stay up because we laughed so hard at Hee Haw. So anyway, he was last seen in public on TV back in 2016 at the CMA Awards, and his co-host was Buck Owens, and so he was there to pay tribute to Buck, who had passed away. And now country music has lost Roy Clark. So I'm sure I'm not the only one who loved Hee Haw, because it was a long running variety show, and it was good, clean fun, which is why my mom would let me watch it. So that's too bad. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll take your calls up to the top of the hour, and then we're gonna do a little bit of basketball, because I keep promising you that Kevin Durant and Draymond Green have in fact spoken, and Draymond is giving you his side of the story, and he's only going to talk about it once. So this is it. Also, KD is saying nada, zip, zilch. He's not answering any more questions about Draymond Green. But if you watch the game, so the game between the Rockets and the Warriors was in Houston on Thursday night. And if you watched it, you could tell that Draymond was starting out the game looking for KD, that he was attempting to pass him the ball as much as possible early on. And they spoke on the court, and they had high fives, and the team got blown out. I mean, they gave up 21 consecutive points in the fourth quarter, and Steve Kerr has a reason for that. But the two of them, at least, if it was an act, they were putting on a pretty good act that everything was fine. And so we'll definitely do some of that at the top of the hour. Plus, weird situation with Carmelo Anthony now, who is kind of available, I guess. Houston is making him available. Carlos is listening in Irving, Texas. Carlos, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
I definitely want to touch base on McCarthy. I mean, he ain't going nowhere. So Jason Garrett ain't fired. Come on. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Well, not in the middle of the season, no. But if the team doesn't make the playoffs, it finishes below 500, and they don't have an Aaron Rodgers injury to point to, well, then I could see there being a change there.
I mean, I just think they're one, they could draft a good running back and get a running game, because that's one stat that kind of hurt them on this game. 173 yards to, what, 45?
Well, right, but they actually have a good running back. Sometimes they just don't use him for long stretches, which is odd. But they, I mean, Aaron Jones, he had, I think, five catches for over 60 yards. So he did have over 100 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Well, I mean, Devontae Adams did his thing. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Westbrook both kind of matched up, two touchdowns.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers got the best of them with 300-plus. But, I mean, the one who fumbled the ball is Bill Crosby for missing that field goal because they lost by 3 points.
Yeah. Wait, I called him Russell Westbrook? Oh, you did you call him Russell Westbrook?
I did. Bill, I thought I said Bill Crosby.
Oh, Mason Crosby.
Yeah, my bad.
No, it's fine. It's been a long day. Maybe, unless you're already awake on your Friday morning.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, then you need some more coffee.
Yes, but I definitely, I think Aaron Rodgers and them, they just, you know, with their new GM, they're a few picks away from getting that team together. A good running back and a couple good defenders, they'll be there. But thank you for everything, man. You have a good morning.
Thanks, Carlos. Have a great Friday. Happy Friday to you. 855-212-4227. Dave said in my ear, well, I could see Dave and Chris were talking, and I'm looking at them, and one of them said in my ear, he said Russell Westbrook. And I thought you said I said, because that's so me, right? I mean, I'm the person who does that. Do you remember, the receiver for the Eagles who got caught on tape using the N-word? That's the receiver. What was his name?
Riley Cooper.
Riley Cooper. So do you know how many times I called him Riley Curry when that was happening? Which, because remember that the NBA Finals, the first one that the Warriors won, Riley was like 2 or something, and she was in all of the press conferences with Steph. And so I kept, and this is a serious topic, right, is Riley Cooper and whether or not the Eagles should keep him, what should happen, and I keep calling him Riley Curry. Like, Amy, oh my gosh. Yeah, I suck at names. I'm so bad at names. All right, let's talk to Walter, who's in Maryland. Walter, welcome to After Hours.
Oh, how you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
All right. Look, I'm a 63-year fan of the Redskins, but I'm real nervous.
Like, since you were a babe in diapers?
Yes, I was. My father took me when I was 3 years old to Old Griffin Stadium here in D.C. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But I just want to say, you think we could beat Houston?
I think anything is possible, man.
Yeah, and do you think Alex Smith will throw more than one touchdown in a game?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you think Alex Smith will throw more than one touchdown in a game?
Yeah, I think he can. But I will say this about the Redskins. When they win, it's because they run the ball and because they stop the run. Those are the two keys for the Redskins. They do not need to reinvent the wheel. And I don't think that they need to have this high-flying offense either. It's good if they can open things up now and then, if they can keep defenses honest. But they win when they run the ball. They win when they stop the run. That's who they are. I don't think they need to get all crazy and be... You don't need Alex Smith to be Patrick Mahomes. It would be nice, but he's not. So why don't you do what you do well?
Right. Well, let me say this, Amy. Remember the Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl with defense?
Where are you, Walter?
Oh,
are you at the grocery store?
I've been.
Walter? Oh. I ruined Walter by asking him the question. Didn't that sound like he was checking out at the grocery store? And because it would be like a 24-hour grocery store, it was really, really empty. And you could hear like the self-checkout lines, or else there's a someone standing in front of him who's running his items. That's exactly what it sounded like. You go back and isolate that noise, and it's exactly like a grocery store in the middle of the night, which, by the way, I love shopping at the grocery store when it's nothing but me and the shelf stockers and 80s music blaring over the loudspeakers. The grocery store that I go to in the town nearby, they always have 80s night. It's awesome. So you go, like, say, late on a Friday night, and they're stocking shelves, and clearly the head shelf stocker has decided it has to be 80s night. And so I'm belting out Belinda Carlisle at the top of my lungs. It's awesome. I bet you can't even envision that. Awesome that you guys wanted to talk about Football Friday. So you can do that by calling us up, 855-212-4227, or by finding us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page as well. And so the game that a lot of you, obviously, are looking forward to, I'm looking forward to it. If you're a geeky football fan, actually, you don't even have to be a geeky football fan. You can just be a marginal football fan and be drawn in by the bright lights in the big city and L.A. and a pair of 9-1 teams. This is the game that we've been talking about now for over a month, that it's been circled on the calendar since these two teams got off to a really good start. So there's two things going on here. Obviously, both of these teams have fantastic offenses. You would think on paper that the Rams have a better defense, but there are times when the Rams, despite these first-round draft picks that they've got on that front line, actually don't get a lot of pressure on opposing passers, and they don't stuff the run as well as you think they should. So you've got two amazing offenses. I don't know if you guys want it to be a shootout. Maybe it will be like the Patriots-Chiefs game. Maybe it will be. Or maybe you'll have one of these teams step up and get pressure on the QB and come up with some really big defensive plays. Here's the deal, though. You try to put pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and he generally comes up with some kind of crazy scramble where he extends the play and then throws the ball across his body downfield 40 yards. I would sign up to see a couple of those, actually. So he's really looking forward to Monday Night Football, and why not? The Chiefs have absolutely every possibility in front of them with the way they've started this season.
First off, it's Monday night, so you're going to be like the only thing on TV. You're going to get to play against a really, really good team, and every aspect of it. They're good special teams, they're good defense, good offense. And when you play in this league, you want to play against the best. And getting to compete against a team like this is going to be a great challenge for us, and we're going to go out there and compete.
Did you see the story about him and ketchup? Oh, my gosh. This is so funny. I mean, companies will do anything sometimes to get a little extra attention and to kind of put their name out there. So apparently, Pat Mahomes loves ketchup. He puts it on everything. Oh, my gosh. I like ketchup. Ketchup is actually good for you. It's got tomatoes, so it's got lycopene. But I will put ketchup on burgers. I will put ketchup on sausages. I will put ketchup on French fries. That's it for me. And when I was traveling with the Hartford women's basketball team, they all put ketchup on their eggs at breakfast. And no. There should be, eggs are like the perfect food. Why are you destroying them by ketchuping them? Ketchuping them. Blah, blah, blah. And so I would have to move away because the smell of ketchup and eggs together, just bad. Ketchup has a very rich smell. You can tell when someone's got ketchup on their plate, and the smell of ketchup with eggs, just absolutely blah, awful. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes loves ketchup. And so he's been offered free ketchup for life by Heinz if he can set the single season touchdown record with 57 passing touchdowns this season. Because Heinz ketchup has used 57 different varieties. So they tweeted that promise to Patrick Mahomes on Thursday after Pat admitted how much he loves ketchup. He actually puts ketchup on a steak. Come on. That's ruining steak. It's ruining eggs and it's ruining steak. But I would love to see him throw 57 touchdowns, so I guess I'm in. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.